Welcome back to another edition of Turner Talks.
In thickness and in health with your host, Bailey Turner.
And Zach.
In today's episode, we are going to be chatting with you guys about our cut update. We are officially 7.5 weeks in. And then also going over our new challenge, which is called the 8-Week Strength and Sculpt Challenge. It will be launching this Friday, so a day after you guys are listening. And it will be on sale for a week, and then we start on July 10th. So we'll go over all the details, everything you need to know about the challenge, and kind of get you hyped up because we're excited for this next new challenge, and we hope you guys are too. So without further ado, let's get into the cut update. Zach, how's your cut going?
It's going. Yeah, we're...
It's going well. You're doing really great.
Yeah, I am. I'm down 15 pounds as of today. It's June 27th. I'm...
15 pounds in 7.5 weeks.
Yeah. Well, it's easy to lose a lot of weight when you have a lot to lose. So
you're looking good.
Things will probably start slowing down here a little bit, I'm guessing. But I'm down 15 pounds from a high of 264 when we started. And I'm 249, almost exactly 249.2 this morning. And yeah, things are going well. I'm noticing that it's pretty easy for me to stay within like the parameters of where I'm supposed to be eating in terms of my macros and calories as a whole.
Bailey, you're still eating quite a bit too. You're still eating around 3,000 calories a day.
We just this week dropped mine for the first time. I was at 3,155. Not that it's relevant to anyone else, but I'm just under 3,000 now. Mm-hmm. And I feel good. I don't get like ridiculously hungry ever really. And Bailey can attest to this. I'm actually to the point where I have so many calories like come like nighttime that I have to scramble to try to like meet my calorie goal because
he's gotten so much better at making healthier decisions with his food. So if you know Zach, you know that he loves sweets, you know that he loves soda, he loves snacks, and he's a big food guy. I mean, I'm a big food girl too, but the guy is a king of snacks. Like he makes probably 8 to 10 trips in the pantry every single day before this cut.
Yeah, I was going to say that's
not now, not now. Anymore. No. Like, if you do, that. If you do, it's for fruit.
And if I do, it's...
Or nuts.
One for fruit or two, I have 100 grams of carbs at 7 p.m.
And you need cereal or something.
Yeah, cereal or like 3 bags.
Yes, so before the cut, Zach would make 8 to 10 trips in the pantry literally every single day and probably be eating upwards of 5,000 calories a day. Now he's much more mindful about what he's eating, and towards the end of the day, sometimes he even struggles with trying to fit in all of his calories, and he's still eating a bunch. So the goal of any cut is to try to keep your calories as high as possible while still seeing results, and we've done just that with my diet and with Zach's diet. So 7.5 weeks, and we just started to decrease calories. That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of noticed, and it could be in part due to the fact that we were in Wisconsin. We were kind of off our game in terms of not you per se, but I was just not tracking. But I didn't put on like a ton of weight while we were.
Well, and I was going to mention that too. You kind of had like a little diet break. Like you had a 2-week phase where you didn't track. You were just more mindful, yeah. And it didn't derail your progress at all.
And I didn't go overboard on anything. But my weight was kind of like stalling in that like 250 to like 252-ish range, mm-hmm. for like 3-ish weeks, and then finally dropped this week, and I'm down below 250 already. So
yeah, which is amazing. Yeah.
But strength feels good still.
Workouts
took like a couple week break of just like not training or not training very seriously, and yeah, I'm still progressing in all my lifts for the most part and feeling good in the gym. I think calories are still high enough where I don't feel
that. Jax is snoring so loud. Oh my goodness. His eyes are open too. Did you talk about your workouts?
Yeah, I just talked about how I'm still like progressing, and yeah, I don't feel like depleted or run down in any sense. Like recovery is so good. So
yeah.
Yeah, how are things going for you?
Things are going really well. I'm very proud of myself.
I'm very impressed.
Thanks. I'm very proud of myself.
I just find it funny that every time for like the last year that I was like, we should really like start to like dial in our nutrition. You're like, oh, I don't want to. I become like he's obsessive with tracking macros, but you are like more dialed in than I am.
True. And it's not even that. It wasn't that I was going to be obsessed with tracking.
It was because you were pregnant.
It was because one, I was pregnant. Then two, I was breastfeeding. And then finally, when I started to wean from breastfeeding, I was like, oh, right, it's time. Yeah. It's time to get serious. And I have gotten nothing but serious the past 7.5 weeks. So I started my cut at about 191 pounds. And obviously that is not something that I'm proud of, because I, my whole life, have sat around about 160 pounds. Pre-pregnancy, I was 160. I got up to 225.
Adult
life, 160-ish
pounds.
Yes. Yes. You were 10. No. Yeah. Good catch. End of pregnancy, I weighed like 225 pounds, which, again, not proud of that. But I knew that, you know, that was a time where I was going to probably gain weight pretty quickly. And my body held on to a ton of water as well. Not making excuses for myself, but I did get lazy at the end of pregnancy too, and did not work out as much as I should. My body just hurt so bad. And my mom told me that I, like, went through pregnancy the same way she did, and it was rough for her too. So yeah, towards the end, I was like 225. Right after I had Marla, I was like 200, and I pretty much kept at like about 190 to 195 all of postpartum until about now, like that I've been in a cut for 7.5 weeks. So started at 191 with my cut. I am now 180 pounds. So I've lost about 10 pounds, which is insane for 7.5 weeks. I know a lot of it right away was a little bit of water weight, because I am making much healthier decisions with my food and I'm less bloated. My digestion has improved tenfold. And on top of the weight loss, which obviously weight loss is great, I'm super proud of it, but I honestly care more about my strength in the gym, because it makes me feel really good to feel like I'm strong again. Because, you know, throughout pregnancy and postpartum and just kind of going through this whole journey, I lost a ton of strength. And one of my biggest priorities, aside from, you know, rehealing my body postpartum and, you know, rehabbing my core and pelvic floor and all that, was to eventually maintain or regain my strength. So I am now hitting like pre-pregnancy numbers again, and it feels so good. So although the scale is, you know, dropping and I'm losing body fat, I'm also getting stronger in the gym, which feels amazing. So today I squatted 250 pounds by six, which I haven't done in so long. And I squatted 225 by eight, 230 by eight. Like, I feel so good. So I'm super proud of the progress that I've made thus far. I have been like ruthlessly consistent the past 7.5 weeks, and it has been, it hasn't even been like hard, I would say. I think the first week was honestly the hardest, because it was like, okay, I need to get used to tracking my macros again, which I hadn't in so long. And same with you, like, it's just hard to kind of get into like that routine of like weighing out things and being meticulous with it. But once you get started and you start seeing progress, like, you don't want to like veer off track, because you know how much better you'll feel if you just stay on track with your program. Yeah. So like for me, I tracked when we were in Wisconsin too. I had a few, you know, more intuitive days or untracked days than my usual, which is usually just one day a week on Saturdays. I don't track anything. And we have like a free meal for dinner, and I kind of eat whatever I want throughout the day within reason. But in Wisconsin, I had a few more of those because Zach's brother got married and we had like some family events. And I didn't want to be the person to like bring my like tracked weighed out food there. Like, I just didn't think that was necessary at all. And I wanted to enjoy time with my family. So I chose to just be mindful of what I was eating, prioritize water, prioritize movement. We went on walks almost every single day that we were there. I worked out at a gym that was nearby, and I got my workouts in. I aimed for 4 workouts every week that we were there. So we were there for about 2 weeks. And yeah, I stuck to my plan, and I'm really proud of myself, because usually in the past, we'd go back to Wisconsin, and you and me both, we would eat like jerks. We would eat Quick Trip literally 3 to 4 times a week, which we didn't have Quick Trip once. And you even said that the other day. You're like, we didn't even eat Quick Trip one time when we were back. But we did have our favorite local pizza joint a couple times, because it's so good, and we always miss it when we're not there. And then, yeah, we just enjoyed meals with our family every single night without having to worry about tracking it. And yeah, I'm just super proud, because other times I would come back from vacation from being in Wisconsin and be up 5 to 7 pounds. My digestion would be off. I'd be bloated and just kind of be disappointed with myself that I, you know, ate like crap the entire time and didn't work out or move my body at all. So I would say the cut has been going great for me overall. Super proud of myself with not only the scale progress that I've seen thus far, but also just the strength progress that I've made. Because that matters way more to me than, you know, any number on the scale. My clothes are fitting better. I feel like I look better. My energy's improved. My digestion has improved. Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, you know, I'm most impressed by your, one, ability to stay on track with your nutrition. We were closing in on 2 months already in the next couple of weeks. And then two, your strength really like the last like 4 weeks has really started to like balloon back up, and that's cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just nice to see you training hard again.
Yeah.
Because for the better part of the last year, you're like, obviously you had an excuse with like the pregnancy and then the post-pregnancy stuff, but you know, you kind of just went through the motions in the gym.
Oh,
or didn't
sure.
go to the gym for like months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been nice to see you again. So
it feels good. Like I feel like my old self.
Yeah.
Again.
That's good to see.
Yeah, and I'm not a little bee in the gym. I've been pushing my weights.
Yeah. No, you are.
Because
yeah.
sometimes you like call me out and you're like, you could definitely go heavier.
Yeah. And
I think I've been holding myself accountable to like a better, higher standard in the gym as well.
Yeah, like today when you were squatting, I didn't even have to tell you to like keep going when I knew you had like 2-3 reps in the tank, and then you actually did, and then you finally stopped when you didn't have any more, so
yeah,
good work.
So yeah, our cut is going great. We're super proud of ourselves, and I feel like we just finally like made a commitment to ourselves, like, hey, we're going to do this and we're going to do it together, and I feel like we've been both really good at, you know, keeping each other accountable too, like, even if we want to go get Dairy Queen or something, we make sure we can fit it in our macros, or we just save it for our untracked day.
Yeah.
Versus making it, you know, a nightly thing and getting into bad habits. So we've been really good about going on daily walks together. It's my sister has been a godsend. So she works for us and she kind of does nannying and also stuff for our business. And she comes over every single morning to watch Marlo while we take care of ourselves and take care of the dogs and go on a walk together, which has been great alone time for us. And then also time that we can get our steps in since we're, you know, pretty much working at a desk all day. So overall, like I said, this has been a little bit of a lengthy update, but it's been going really great and we're super proud of ourselves. Next thing on the podcast agenda is talking about our new challenge that is launching on Friday, and it will be starting on July 10th. So it is called the 8-Week Strength and Sculpt. It is an 8-week hybrid program. Zach, do you want to talk a little bit about the programming that this entails and how it is different from our last challenge?
Yeah, so not even just different from our last challenge, but different from, honestly, probably the last, going back to like last July, so like the last like year's worth of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
This challenge, we decided to incorporate some more like true strength work. So for the first time in like a year, right, like I said, we can truly call it like a blended approach. So like we have the strength work, so we have, and I know people like love talking about this, but percentages aren't the only way to build strength, but I think it's, you know, for our demographic, it's typically the easiest way to do it and the most honest way to do it, instead of like dealing with like RPE or like RIR. So we have, each day will have its own like big like strength movement to start the session. Yeah, like I said, it's gonna be percentage based. And then from there on, we'll have anywhere from like 4 to like at most 6 exercises after that that are, you know, in that what people would deem as like hypertrophy
accessory,
you know, style
work.
Yeah, auxiliary type stuff. So it's a blended approach. Pretty proud of it. It's definitely very different than, like I said, anything that we've done for a while.
We changed up the split as well.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it right now. So the first day is, it'll be a chest and like biceps, and then the second day is just like a true like leg day with quads and glute focus with some calves sprinkled in at the end. And then day 3 is a shoulders and triceps. And then day 4 is a like pretty run of the mill, like back and hamstrings day.
So. Yep, and then we included an optional full body day for the people that wanted an additional day. Usually we just stick to the 4-day split, but some people love the optional fifth day.
It's something I'm going to like start incorporating hopefully with this.
Sprints?
Yeah.
No, like, you're going to say it.
Start getting back into like some more like high intensity like cardio type exercise. So,
and then the main movements on those days, so the chest and biceps day is going to be your bench press day, your quads and glutes day is going to be your squat day, your shoulders and triceps day is going to be your overhead press, and then the last day of the week or the fourth day is going to be your deadlift variation. So you can pick any deadlift variation, just keep it the same throughout the challenge. So sumo
and that
deadlift
goes for the like bench press variation too, like it can be any horizontal press, and then the squat variation can be any squat variation.
So if you want to get better at your front squat, pause squat, back squat, SSB
Smith
bar
machine, can be a machine based press, it doesn't really matter, just staying consistent with it, and hopefully seeing some progress there across 8 weeks.
I also wanted to ask you, because I know a lot of people sometimes will look at splits and be like, well, why is this the way this is? So why would you pair chest and biceps together and then also shoulders and tris? Because I feel like sometimes people look at it and be like, well, why am I not doing like the classic bro split of like chest and tris and shoulders and arms? Like, why? Can you tell me why you split that up? Because when we were creating this, we had this conversation. I thought the way you explained it was really good.
Yeah. So like if you're training like the traditional, like, I hate to say traditional, but the most commonly thought of like training split, like where it's back and biceps, if you're doing that, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, there's no magical training split, but the way that I like to divide it up so that I know that my biceps are getting a potent enough stimulus without being like pre-fatigued from doing like the back work, because in any like pulling movement, your biceps will be inherently involved to some degree. So by putting like the biceps on like a chest day, I know that my biceps are going to be fresh and I don't have to worry about them, like I said, being worked previously from the pulling exercises.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess that's really all I think about.
No, yeah. I just wanted you to kind of expand on it, because I know that some people have questions about like,
and I think that that's like the most like one of the most like over analyzed and, you know, like something that people worry about way too much is which split they're running.
Like, well, 100%. It's like, just do the workouts and do them well with a good intensity and heavy weights and you'll see progress.
Yeah,
and stop worrying about the wrong things.
And that's not to say that you can be a smooth-brained caveman and just do whatever you want to. Like, there has to be some thought put into it, but, you know, majoring in the minor, so to speak, is likely the thing that's holding you back. And
well, I think the reason why I've seen such great progress within my strength over the last 8 weeks is obviously just being super consistent at following that program that we wrote. Like the summer shred program that we just finished up, or we're finishing up this week actually, I followed it to a T. And my squat, at the beginning, I couldn't even squat 225 for two, maybe even one. But now I squatted it times 8.
Well, and like the growth between your ears, I think too, helps.
Yeah, my mental.
Like, you're just like way more confident too.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, and I think they go hand in hand. Like, as you're getting stronger, your confidence increases. But, you know, when you're more confident that, like, you're, like, following, like, a program and, like, you're doing the work that it's going to take to get there, like, your strength's going to go up too. So
for sure. Well, and I feel like the people that see the best results are the ones that just put in the work and they don't overanalyze every little thing.
And that's not to say that you, like, can't question things or you shouldn't question things, because I think that's healthy too. But to think that, you know, the way that you've always done things is the best way to do things is a very flawed way of thinking, in my opinion.
But I like that we're changing it up this time around. It's different from what we've been doing, because we've kind of been doing like an all over, like upper lower split. So we're kind of just like making it a little more specific.
Yeah.
And then with this program, just like with the previous programs that we've had with our challenges, we are also including home workouts. So there'll be home workouts and gym workouts. With the home workouts, it's a 4-day split with an optional fifth day as like an ab / core circuit day. So totally up to you if you want to complete that, but it's an upper lower two uppers, two lowers a week, and they're EMOM style. So every minute on the minute, you'll complete the designated reps. And then if it takes you 30 seconds to complete those designated reps, you'll rest for the rest of that minute. And then the next minute starts and you'll complete the next exercise. And so you'll go through all five exercises in roughly 5 minutes. You'll rest for a couple minutes and you'll repeat that again for the designated amount of sets. Mm-hmm. So changing that up a little bit for our home workout gals this time around will be super fun. And then, yeah, so that's kind of a little bit about the programming for this challenge.
I just thought of something else I want to say to you.
Yeah, of course.
So, something that I notice with, and a lot of these people might not even listen to our podcast, but something that...
We can post it in the group.
Yeah, something that I want to say about, like, listed and, like, prescribed reps. So, like, outside of, like, the percentage-based stuff in this program, like, just because something says 2x15 each arm or... you know, 3x10, 8, 6. Like, if you have more in the tank on a set of 10 and you can do 12, don't just stop at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, that just drives me nuts.
No, like, I know what you mean. Or like if you're doing a set and you have, it's like 8x8, and the first set you get 8, but then the second set you can only get 6, but you increase the weight.
There's no 8x8 in this. I don't want people to get like 2x8. Oh, you said 8x8.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to say.
Yeah.
No, we don't have that in this program.
No.
What I'm saying is, like, let's say you do 8 reps and you're able to get 8 and then you try increasing the weight or whatever. It's better to increase the weight and fall a little short than to, you know, sandbag it and just get 8 but have more reps in the tank.
So personally, my favorite way to, like, progress things, and this is kind of like an off-topic thing because it doesn't really relate entirely, but in my own training, like when I'm not like running like our challenges, or like by the time a challenge is out, I've done like or utilized a lot of like the stuff that's in there and just kind of like tweaked it to what I think would be best. But in my own training, the way that I will like program things is I'll do what's called like a double progression. So what that means is I will start like week one, pick something that I think I can do six reps with. Get 6 reps, awesome. Next week, the goal is to try to build on that in terms of reps. So I will do that all the way until I get to 10 reps with that movement. And then once I get to 10 reps, I will increase weight and then drop back down to 6 and then start that cycle over and over and over and over again. And that to me is the most like repeatable way to ensure that you're progressing.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a little bit of what the summer shred programming followed.
Yes.
So with the squats, you had us work up to, you know, 12 to 15 reps some weeks, but then back down to, so it was 6, then it worked up to 12, and then it worked back down to 6.
Yeah.
So I think I started the challenge squatting the like 185 by 6.
Yeah.
By the end of it, I was squatting
225. By 12.
250 by 6.
That's not, no, what I'm saying is you were at 185 by 6, and then you got up to 225 by 12, and then you dropped back down to the 240 by 6, and then now you did 250 by 6 is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, so aside from programming for these challenges, we always include a designated Facebook support group, so you can ask us any questions. We try to remain as active as possible in those groups. So Zach is really good about form checks and answering any kind of exercise-based question. I'm try to stick to more nutrition and just general questions. And then we also answer a bunch of stuff via email. In our Facebook support group, we also have mini weekly challenges, which I touched on my story the other day. And I wanted to touch on those today as well because they're super unique and special to our challenges, because I've never seen anyone really do them before, but they inspire you to just be a better human overall. So there are some that are fitness related, like getting in your steps or going for, you know, a hike outside or trying a new outdoor activity. There's stuff about, you know, just being a better human and like donating or like doing a random act of kindness for a stranger or someone you love. There's stuff about decluttering, organizing, cleaning, budgeting, going through your stuff that you have in the fridge, freezer, and pantry and using it up so you don't spend as much money on groceries. Like, there's so many different things that we think of, and we just make them into these weekly challenges where we post in the Facebook group, and each week there's new prizes. So this time around, I wanted to touch on this because we upped our game with the prizes because I wanted it to be like, you want to participate so badly because you want to win these prizes, which we usually don't struggle a lot with participation. I feel like everyone in our groups are really good at participating the past few challenges. But this time around, I feel like it's going to be even better because the challenge prizes each week are amazing. So every week there will be one winner, and the prizes will be like an Amazon gift card, a huge Bomar gift card, cash for self-care, groceries, Apple AirPods, a Ninja Creamy, a navigation gift card, a pair of workout shoes. Those are all the prizes. Like, amazing. My sister was like, can I please win? And I said, no, sorry, you can't. You have an unfair advantage, and you also don't purchase the challenge. You get it for free because you work for us. And then also the prizes for this whole, like, the top transformations, we're going to have three winners, and they will get cash prizes, they'll get gift cards, and then the top winner will also get a Ninja Creamy and an Apple Watch, which is insane. So we wanted to make sure that there was really good incentives set in place for our participants because it's just so fun that way. So something that we just take pride in, and having an engaged community means a lot to us, and you can just tell from the support in these groups that all the people there want you to succeed and feel supported on your journey. So if you're looking for a challenge to hold you accountable and you need some programming and you need some support, we are here for you and we would love to have you in our next challenge. It's like I said, it's called the 8-week sculpt and strength and sculpt challenge. And yeah, I think I want to just make sure I'm touching on everything that includes. So yeah, like I said, it includes the Facebook group, the home and gym workouts. You get app access. So we use Train Heroic as our app, and you get app access to both the home and the gym workouts, and then also the PDF version. So you'll get to keep the PDF forever. App access will run out once the challenge is over. And then there's video demos for every single exercise that's included in the programming for both home and gym. So if you never are, or if you don't know how to do an exercise, you will never have to worry about how to do it because we have an exercise demo in there for you to watch. And then we have write-ups on how to find your one rep maxes. If you're, you know, trying to figure out how to do the percentage-based stuff within the gym program, we can help you. We are always there to help you with modifications and substitutions. So if there's anything you can't do and our modifications in the actual PDF aren't like good enough for you, or you know you can't do any of them, we are there to work with you to help you out. Zach's really good at like providing, you know, substitutions, modifications for any kind of exercise that you might need, or if you're a beginner and you don't necessarily want to do like the percentage based stuff, we can work with you on that too. We have factors influencing progress and results, so why you aren't seeing progress, tips for cutting and bulking. We have supplement info, rest time info, program tips, do's and don'ts. We have cardio recommendations. We have a form check Instagram that is always available to you for free. You get it with purchase of our programs. And really, we don't check every single time that you like DM us. We just help you out no matter what. So if you send us a video of you doing an exercise, you're like, hey, I might be having some back pain, or this just feels funky, what am I doing wrong? We respond with some feedback on how to improve those. And then, yeah, we have a daily goals checklist to help you reach your goals each day, and just some like kind of accountability things. And then, like I said, access to our exclusive Facebook community where you can be supported and held accountable through the duration of the challenge. So I would say about 80% of the people that join are returners. We don't have a ton of newbies every single challenge. I would say about 20 to 25% of the people that join are newbies. So I think it just goes to show that once you're in, like you love it, you want to stick to it, you want to keep following them. And we love our returners, and our returners also get $5 off every time they join. So it'll be $35 for newbies, $30 for returners. If you're a returner, you'll get a code sent to your email on the day of the launch. And if you're a newbie, we'd love to have you. We know that you'll love this, and we cannot wait to be a part of your journey. So Let us know if you guys have any questions regarding our new challenge. We're super excited for you guys to be a part of it with us. I'm going to be doing it with y'all. Zach's probably going to be testing out some new stuff for the next challenge because we're always thinking about the next challenge. But I will be doing it with you guys and documenting my progress. So really excited for that. And yeah, like I said, if you have any questions, don't be afraid to reach out. Zach, is there anything you wanted to add?
No, we would love to have you. And just to touch on what Bailey was talking about earlier, I think we provide bar none the best value.
Oh, 100%.
You know, price of the challenge to get in, you know, price of the challenge to begin with, and then the Facebook group support from not only Bailey and I, but the other people doing the challenge alongside you. And yeah, if you decide to do it, we appreciate it. And we notice that the people that are the most active in the Facebook group itself and like on Train Heroic 2 and like the chat are the people that definitely get the most out of it in terms of, you know, improving progress. Strength or just progress as a whole. So if you're gonna do it. Don't, you know, stand on the sidelines and watch other people, you know, be engaged on this stuff. So just take some pride in it.
Yeah. And I think too, like I see a lot of other, you know, fitness influencers. I have friends in the fitness influencing space and a lot of them charge, you know, upwards of 100 to, you know, 150 per challenge. And it's runs from 4 to 8 weeks. Yeah. And we're providing a ton of value, amazing programming, an amazing support group, and we're constantly available to you to help you with whatever you need for 8 weeks for less than $40 a week, which is less than $5 a week. That's an insane amount of value for you. We love to keep our challenges as affordable as possible because we know what it's like, you know, being in college, especially, and not having a ton of money to spend on this type of stuff. And we want to make it as affordable as possible to all people and just have, you know, as many people as we can, you know, reap the benefits of our program. So we'd love to have you join us. And we are so thankful for your guys' support. If you've been with us for a few challenges now or just one, we are so thankful for you and your trust in us and our programming, and we can't wait to have you in our next one. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we will chat with you next week.
Thank you.